Welcome to Man vs. Point, the podcast where us guys and gals tackle the world of Weight Watchers one point at a time. I'm Mike Yubba, a full-time realtor, Weight Watchers coach, and foodie who refuses to settle for anything bland. Join us as we break down the journey, navigating real-life challenges, discovering satisfying meals, and proving that you can enjoy great food while still crushing your goals. Whether you're tracking points, macros, or calories, you're in the right place. Now, let's get to the point. Hello, hello, everybody. This is Mike Yubba. Welcome to the very first episode of Man vs. Point. Like you heard in the intro, this podcast is where we're going to tackle the world of Weight Watchers one point at a time. This podcast, you know, is coming from a man's perspective, but it is inclusive and open to everybody. I think that we all share this universal journey when it comes to weight loss, and I am so excited that you are here with me today. So we're going to be kicking things off with a personal story, my personal story, why I chose to join Weight Watchers, why it worked for me when other things didn't, and how you can get started if you are thinking about it too. Obviously, though, if you are counting macros, calories, or doing anything else, I feel the journey is a universal journey. And so that being said, you can actually count calories and macros in the Weight Watchers app. Nice little plug there. So grab your coffee, your protein shake, whatever you've got, and let's get to the point. So with my weight loss story, before I did Weight Watchers, I tried a lot of different things. I tried, paleo, keto, calorie restriction, you name it. I even did Weight Watchers as a kid back in the 90s. Back when there were only three things that went into a point value. I think at that point it was calories, carbs, protein. Obviously, the science has evolved since then, so the Weight Watchers program is a whole new different type of program. But let's see, paleo, keto, where you have to pee on a stick. That was always fun. And nothing just seemed to click. All of it just seemed like way too much work. And at one point, I even considered doing macros. And once I went down that rabbit hole, I realized that there is no way I would have the mental capacity to understand the percentages that go into macro nutrition in any way, shape, or form. So I went years and years just trying to kind of quote unquote watch what I eat. But watching what you eat only goes so far when you're driving past Chick-fil-A in the middle of a busy day and you just need to get something in quick, or driving past Wendy's when they have the Frosties and everything in between. It's just hard. And I think I just got overwhelmed. I was feeling sluggish. My mental health was way, way, way down. Clothes weren't fitting anymore. It was always just me trying to find what to eat quickly and then what to wear, spending way too much on clothes to the point where I had to start thrifting for my clothes because clothes are expensive. And I just wasn't happy in general. You know, it's not even just looking in the mirror unhappy. It's just an overall emotionally unhappy. I remember one January, going back like, I want to say 3 or 4 years, I just walked into Weight Watchers, I signed up, and I did not do the program for an entire year. I was literally paying for Weight Watchers for an entire year and did not do the program. I was just throwing away money month after month, and it kept eating at me until an entire year later, back in January of 2023, I was in the car one day thinking to myself, oh God, I gotta cancel that subscription. And then I sat and thought, well, if I'm already paying for this, it seems like an awful waste to just not do the thing. So I went back to Weight Watchers. I met one of my all-time favorite coaches. I met Judy and she sat down with me and went through the program. And I finally just had that moment of Jesus take the wheel, so to speak. Okay. So I went to my first meeting and I just had to keep reminding myself that Weight Watchers have teams of nutritionists, dietitians, scientists. They follow the most groundbreaking stuff in weight loss out there. So I just said, you know what? These people are probably a little bit more educated than I am in terms of weight loss. So I'm just going to go with it. And the mantra I kept saying to myself was that this is a marathon and not a sprint. I don't care if I lose 0.2 pounds on a given week. As long as it's going in the general direction, then I'm good. So I wasn't going to think about it too much. I was going to use the barcode scanner like crazy. If it means I have to guesstimate point values for foods, so be it. At the end of the day, tracking is better than not tracking. Actually, in my first week I told my mom I was going to be doing Weight Watchers. My mom is one of those like impulsive, like she'll do anything for her kids. And I had mentioned in passing that I was thinking of joining a gym. So the next day, my mom calls me and says, hey, I signed you up for Orange Theory. And I was like, whoa, wait, what? Oh, she was like, yep, you've got a month or two of Orange Theory. Go enjoy. Bye. And then hung up the phone. I was like, damn it. So now I have to go to the gym because my mom just did that. It was one of the best gifts that she could have ever given me. I walked into Orange Theory. I told them that I was doing Weight Watchers. They were over the moon about that. They were like, oh, that's such a great program. And they told me about this transformation challenge. It was either 6 or 8 weeks where you have to go to the gym 3 times a week. And in order to win transformation challenge, you have to either gain the most amount of muscle or lose the most amount of fat. And I honestly wasn't even going to do transformation challenge for the sake of competing. I just knew that for myself, I needed that structure of 3 times a week. And that was going to be the thing that was going to motivate me to go 3 times a week. So to kind of recap, doing Weight Watchers, tracking my points, not missing a single meal, going to the gym 3 times a week. And it was crazy because the weight just started to melt off. And what's crazy about it too, is that even after the transformation challenge at Orange Theory, and I wasn't going 3 times a week, the weight was still dropping down. So what this whole process taught me was that it's okay to just trust the process and just go with it. I was counting points day in and day out, never missing a meal, feeling very committed. And what was so awesome about this diet and this transformation challenge is that I'd never felt limited in any way, shape, or form. The great thing about this Weight Watchers program is that everything is on the menu. So this process of the transformation challenge in conjunction with Weight Watchers really proved that point for me, that everything could be on the menu. Now listen, y'all, I am a full-time realtor. You know, you can have a day where you have 10 showings in a day. You need to be able to grab something quick and easy on the go. And that's what this program did for me. If you're halfway to a showing and you've got 5 minutes and you need to go grab something really quick, it's so awesome that you can go through a Wendy's drive-thru. You can get a large chili for 7 points and a baked potato with sour cream and chive for 1 point. And feel that sense of normalcy, you know, like you're not compromising and you can still lose weight. So during that 6 to 8 weeks doing Weight Watchers and Orange Theory, my body fat percentage went down from, I want to say it was in the high 20s, like 28 or 29, down to about 12 during that point alone, which is huge. That's a lot of weight to lose. I was burning upwards of like 1,000 calories a class, somewhere between 900 and 1,000 calories a class. And I was doing Weight Watchers, tracking the points, and it just kept going down. I just stuck to the plan. My family is huge on Sunday pasta, where we make our own homemade pasta from scratch. And that was one thing I definitely didn't want to give up. And this program allowed me to have the pasta and still lose weight. I remember one time, in fact, I went on a date midweek and my date really, really wanted to get New York style pizza. And there is this wonderful pizzeria in downtown Orlando that does it right. So I was like, you know, how am I going to have pizza? This was, by the way, in the very early stages of the Weight Watchers journey. And I ended up doing what we now know is called reverse tracking. So actually, the morning of the date, I looked up New York style pizza. I think it ended up being like 22 points or something like that. So to have the pizza at night, maybe I just have lesser point value foods for breakfast and lunch that allow me to have the pizza. So I was able to do that the entire day. I never felt like I was compromising. I knew I had pizza to look forward to, especially. And I was able to have that pizza and a beer and still lose weight that week. It's really eye-opening to see that you can eat whatever you want and still lose weight. You just have to be smart about it. Before Weight Watchers, I used to see friends on Instagram or fitness influencers on Instagram talking about all the food they ate, the pasta, the pizza, the hamburgers, just to name a few. And it always used to amaze me, like, how the hell do these people do it? How do they stay so skinny and so fit? And it was this experience realizing that I was actually doing that. I was able to eat those things and still lose the weight. You can eat real food and nothing is off limits. You don't have to buy a particular brand of food. You don't have to be strictly grilled chicken. And the other great thing is that there's no guilt associated with food anymore. Food is no longer the enemy. If you want to have the burger, you can have the damn burger. You can go into your eating plan and not villainize food and being open to all different types of food and even being adventurous with the types of food that you eat, which is super fun. Those are pretty much the main reasons. As a realtor, my schedule changes every day. And so with that schedule constantly changing, I needed something that really fit. And this was the thing that really fit for me. And being able to eat healthy with people who aren't on program. You can go to lunch with friends. Let's say, you know, I recently had to go to a Miller's Ale House with a group of friends. And I was able to look ahead, track on the app before I went to the restaurant. I went into the restaurant knowing exactly what I was going to have. And I didn't feel like I was compromising in any way, shape, or form. And then the other big thing is going to the meetings. I started to realize that people's experiences are not quite so different from my own. And people's recommendations were things that I did not know I needed. There are so many foods out there and so many different techniques out there that you can find something that someone else is doing and realize, wow, that could totally work for me. You can have a person say that they found a new brand of chips in the chip aisle at the grocery store and that you can have 40 chips for 4 points or 5 points or whatever it may be. So it really helped me shape the way that I go about this diet and also the grocery hauls and everything in between. I found way more foods that I enjoyed, and that was really, really cool. All because I went to the workshops and heard about the shared experiences of others. And then another technique that someone shared that was like a game changer for me was literally just setting your gym clothes at the front door. So it was a visual cue and a visual reminder that you need to go to the gym. And how convenient. Everything's already ready there. All the different tips and tricks are what make the community so, so special. And in the times that I couldn't go to workshops in person because my schedule changes all the time, there was also those virtual workshops that are built into the app, which were a lifesaver during those really hectic weeks. I was able to talk to people from all across the country, get different perspectives on how they go through their journey, meet really cool coaches, and still get that sense of community. And look, I am not perfect. There have been times and periods where I have had gains. There have been times where I'm like, I don't feel like tracking today because guess what? No one's perfect. But when you do track and you do follow the program or any program and just stick to it and you're committed to it and stop looking at it as an exercise in willpower, I think that's the big thing. When you look at something as something that you have to do, it's a lot less fun and it feels more like a chore. It feels more restrictive. Instead, you need to think about what your health plan is as something that you get to do. It comes naturally. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like a hindrance. And once that mind shift changes to feeling about like, I get to do this, then that's when diets work. When you start saying, oh yeah, I'm on a diet, I can't have pizza right now, all you're going to think about is pizza. Your body is inherently going to crave pizza. So if I told you right now to not think of a pink elephant, whatever you do, don't think of a pink elephant, you're going to think of a pink elephant. So when you have a program that works for you and with you, that allows everything on the menu, the pink elephant syndrome no longer exists. And the journey gets that much easier, which is so, so great. I hope that this gives you a little bit of insight in regards to where my journey is, and I can't wait to hear about all of your journeys. If you're doing calorie counting or looking at your macros, again, I feel all of this is applicable, but I feel that Weight Watchers is the most sustainable long-term of all the programs I have tried. I hope to have other guest speakers on this show, other men who are on program, maybe some fitness coaches and everything in between. But for now, go track your points and I'll see you next time on Man vs. Point. Mike Yubba is not a doctor or a registered dietitian. Man vs. Point is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Always consult a healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet or lifestyle. All opinions expressed are my own and are not affiliated with or endorsed by Weight Watchers. All rights reserved.